This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. School districts across the United States banned more than 4,000 books last year. That's according to the American Library Association. Nearly half of those books dealt with racial or LGBTQ topics. Here in California, the Temecula Unified School District tried to censor a textbook that included a lesson on Harvey Milk, the San Francisco gay rights icon who was assassinated back in 1978. And in response last year, California enacted a law that forbids school boards from banning books that cover these topics. Well, it's one thing not to ban, and yet another thing to make sure the books on these topics, LGBTQ topics in particular, are on the shelves. So an organization called Open Books donates books they describe as LGBTQ affirming to public schools, including to every elementary campus in LAUSD. Morgan Walsh co-founded Open Books with her friend Keiko Feldman, and Morgan joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, Madeline. So happy to be here.
Great to have you. All right. So take us back to the beginning, because it was many, many years ago before this whole controversy with Temecula, et cetera, happened, when you decided to begin this organization and what prompted it?
Sure. So I'm a mom of three, and I just learned very quickly there wasn't a lot of space for imaginative play, especially when it came to boys maybe playing with dolls or wearing dresses. And I started a Facebook page to connect with other families, and I was asking for people to share their stories, you know, even living in a place as seemingly progressive as Los Angeles, just surprised at how difficult people find gender nonconformity.
And so how do you get the books, and how do you choose which books to donate?
So the list that we donate has been officially endorsed by the Human Rights Campaign, by HRC. All of the books that we donate are age appropriate and acclaimed books. We try to make sure that each of the books represents a part of this human experience of being LGBTQ, either a family or, you know, a bird that can't find its flock or a mislabeled crayon. You know, it's all the feelings associated with feeling other in your society.
What kind of pushback have you encountered, if any? This, as you say, this started 6 years ago. The controversy over this kind of stuff has only increased since then.
Yeah, it's wild. And obviously, as you mentioned, we started doing this before that was the case. We really felt like we were fulfilling an organic need. You know, if these books were newish, and so we thought, oh, the libraries are certainly going to want them. Why don't we help fill that need? So that's the place from which we started this. And the pushback we've received, it varies. There are some districts that we reach out to that don't even respond. There are also districts that we've donated to that have really surprised us, that we assumed there'd be just no way in. But the truth is, we've quickly realized these are educators. They're the boots on the ground. They see the kids hiding in the libraries at lunchtime. They know their students, and they're also committed to having a well-rounded library in their school, because that's just a really basic part of education, is to make sure all different kinds of stories are represented in a library. Certainly in the United States, that's important. So we've received less pushback than one might think, but we also are a small organization pushing this boulder uphill. You know, maybe if we were actively pursuing districts in Texas and in Florida, or some of these other places, which we have made inroads, but if we were really, really trying, we might see more pushback.
But wouldn't those areas be the ones where the need would be greatest?
You'd think so, right? The truth is, the messaging is pervasive right now. But yes, we would love to be in these districts where there's really no positive messaging. There are kids who don't get any positive messaging at home and don't get any positive messaging at school. And that is just heartbreaking. It's actually also heartbreaking for all students. That's something that's very important to us behind our reasoning in donating these books, is that we firmly believe they don't just benefit kids who identify as LGBTQ at all. They benefit all students.
Right. And these are in elementary schools, right? So it's a story of two penguins. It's not, it's like anyone can read the story. It's not just for a particular child.
Yes. It's too, acknowledge that there are all kinds of feelings. The human experience is vast And that's a beautiful thing that this country is made up of so many different kinds of people. And the fact of the matter is there are LGBTQ kids in every single school in this country. And the choice is whether you help them feel okay about themselves, help them feel valued and loved, or you actively hurt them.
Why do you think the story of Harvey Milk in particular is something that some school administrators are particularly sensitive about?
I don't know, except for to say that the cover of the book that I'm familiar with, Harvey Milk and the Story of the Rainbow Flag, has a big pride flag on it. You know, it's a little more maybe overtly LGBTQ, you know, and there's also some mention of him being assassinated, which has been a concern with the district we've dealt with before. We've had lots of leaders, unfortunately, who've been assassinated, and Harvey Milk is an important leader. I know I didn't learn about when I was in school.
Are there some topics or some books that you can kind of see why administrators might be a little leery of approaching or having on their shelves?
Well, it's a complicated answer. If I put myself into the shoes of a school administrator who is fearfully anticipating any and all extreme opinions coming back at them, then sure, I can dive in and imagine things that would set people off, because I've been absolutely shocked at the things that set people off. But I can say there's a wonderful book. It was a bestseller, originally titled George, written by one of our favorite authors, Alex Gino. It is now rightfully called Melissa. It was actually published under the character's dead name, George. And Alex made a campaign in more recent years to get it republished. And it has been now. But there's a reference in that book that had some school administrators concerned, but it's very opaque. And it actually refers to a kid looking at girly magazines. That's the sentence, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of the most read books. I mean, we went to visit a school, we donated it to, you know, a year or so after we'd made the donation. And we saw that the copy was really like brand new. It looked pristine. Keiko, my co-founder, she said, oh, so no one's getting this book. And the librarian said, oh, no, that book has been checked out so much we had to order a new copy.
Oh, wow. What is it about that book that is so popular, do you think?
When we see in a book our feelings reflected back to us, regardless of who we are, you know, that is a universal experience of like, okay, I've seen myself in this person, in this book, and it's a great comfort.
That's Morgan Walsh, co-founder of Open Books. That's a nonprofit that distributes LGBTQ inclusive books to public schools. Morgan, thank you.
Thank you so much, Madeline.
And that will do it for us today on Press Play. Don't forget to follow us on the socials. We are at KCRW. I am at The Mad Brand. And you can also download and subscribe to the Press Play podcast. It's at kcrw.com/pressplay or wherever else you get your podcasts. I am Madeline Brand, and I'll see you back here again tomorrow.